This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. The House of Representatives has wrapped up the first session of the 118th Congress. And let me just say that it will go down in history as one of the most historical and hysterical of them all. Remember, back on October 3rd, for the first time in history, the House fired its speaker. I'll never forget presiding over that event, and neither will Kevin McCarthy, for that matter. And even before that, remember, back in January, McCarthy took 15 rounds of voting to even claim the title of speaker, and only after negotiating with a 20 or so knucklehead standing in his way. It's ironic that one of his concessions was the very thing that took him down, the motion to vacate from a single member of the body. A number of us tried to warn Kevin of the danger in doing that, but he did it anyway. And at the risk of saying I told you so, let me just read from the end of an op-ed I wrote, published in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette on January 12th, just 5 days after McCarthy was seated. I wrote then that it's a strange twist of irony that Kevin McCarthy became Speaker of the House because six of his members voted present, and his speakership may indeed hang consistently in the balance because those six members remain present. And in an instant, back in early October, he was gone. Soon thereafter, but after a number of failed attempts by others, little-known Mike Johnson of Louisiana became the Speaker of the House and is, as I speak, at least for now. The motion to vacate issue still looms. By the way, that works for Democrats, too. And with a GOP majority the slimmest it's been in contemporary history, who knows what might happen in the new year? McCarthy's leaving at the end of this month, and my colleague Bill Johnson is leaving before the end of January. Folks, it's getting close, real close. But for now, we can go home to our friends and families to celebrate the holidays. But gnawing at me this entire time will be the fact that we are still on the clock. We're under a continuing resolution that runs out January 19th. We have lots of other stuff to do as well, but solving for funding of the government has been a pain this entire Congress. So let's be thankful, at least, that we can celebrate Christmas at home. And unless we consume too much eggnog over New Year's, we can come back sober enough to get back to the business of the people we represent. I want to send you all Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.